BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Why is Chris so scared of going to my hairdresser? Alice on Real or No Real, with some news you might want to take notice of if you're going to see Adele live. Bangers is back and it's Bumble Air Wednesday.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. No, it's just I had an incident last night.
Yes.
So basically, I went to the doctor's last night.
Oh, yeah.
I just had to go to the doctor's.
Mm.
And he had a funny name, right? I don't think I won't say his name, but no. Here's the problem. When he introduced himself, yeah. I laughed.
Did you actually laugh at his name?
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing to be worried about. Are you fine, yeah?
It's just been... Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It was minor thing, but it's just been playing on my mind a lot since then.
Okay.
But there's not really much I can do about it, is there? Other than maybe go back and apologise. But is it right to book an appointment?
You can't laugh at someone's name.
Clear thing. I wasn't expecting it.
I know. And I know what it is.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not that weird a name.
Is it really?
It's not like...
I think it's because it's prefixed with doctor.
Anything
is funnier.
It's funny. It is funny, especially when it's that.
Yeah.
It's sure. Really annoying that we can't say it.
Yeah.
It?
I know this is one of those annoying situations, but I guess what I'm trying to work out is what I can do to redeem myself because I don't want to send. I feel guilty, so yeah. It's whether I send a small gift as some kind of compensation.
I think you should, because you can't just laugh in your doctor's face when they introduce themselves. But I know what you mean. Doctor something is funny, generally.
He's a big fan of the show as well.
Did he say that to you?
Yeah, so my worry is now, actually I've not thought this through, he's probably listening. So yeah. If you are listening, doctor, I'm sorry for laughing at your face.
There we are. So there's your apology right there. You're all good.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
See, people are now guessing what it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't Dr. Pepper, was it?
There must be one of those somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
Is that a hoe?
Dr. Pepper, no. You can still get it, can't you?
I don't know.
I think maybe in America more than here.
John in Manchester, you are very close with your answer.
You are, actually. Jess has got a Dr. Bottom. Yeah. See, just putting doctor in front of it just makes it funnier. I don't know why.
It's just tricky when you walk in for the first time, they introduce themselves. Because there's nothing funny about the name. But you're right. When you put doctor before it...
It just makes it funnier.
Makes it better.
So I think, well, hopefully he's listening and has accepted your apology because I don't want to say his name on air. I want to avoid that at all costs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's so annoying, Chris, that we can't say the name of the doctor. Is it Dr. Evil?
No, it's not. A couple of people have actually guessed it right.
Have they?
That's what's incredible.
Chris went to the doctor last night, nothing to worry about. But thanks for sharing all of your doctor's names. It's just the thing, because it's so formal of having doctor in front of it, I think.
Yeah.
Hello to Ben. And shout out to his doctor, Dr. Packingwood.
I don't know if you have the same situation when you go to the doctors as well, in that they don't call your name anymore. What happens is it comes up in lights.
Oh, I don't want that.
I don't. Have you not been for a while? So it's a new one for me. I've not.
Well,
seen
like a big West End stage show.
Yeah,
lights.
It looks
da-da-da.
Awesome.
What do you mean?
It's quite cool. So up on the thing, and they use my full name as well. It's like Christopher Stark, and it flashes along a screen. So basically, anyone you see in the changing room, if you're wondering what their name is,
the waiting room.
The waiting room, yes. Not the changing room.
Yeah, different place altogether.
Very
yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
You wait and see what the name is called, and then you've got a name to put
that's
to the
so
face.
So good.
In. How cool is that?
Although I don't like the idea of when I'm waiting for the doctor, my name to be up there in lights.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1 with Scott Mills. It is Wednesday afternoon. So I saw a tweet from someone that I would like to follow up on. Hi, Siwan.
Hi.
You're right?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Are you doing all of the revisions?
All of the dissertation writing. I'm stressing out, yes.
How many words have you got to do?
I've got about 2,000 words to go.
Oh, of how many, though? Was this like a big one? Was this 10,000?
No, this one was only 6,000, I've got away lightly with that one.
And where are you doing this? Where do you live?
I'm at Bangor University, North Wales.
Yes, Bangor.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everyone what you said in your tweet.
That every song that I seem to be listening to on Radio 1 at the moment just seems to be speaking to me about my dissertation and how stressed out I am.
Do you have Radio 1 on all the time when you're writing it?
All the time, all day, every day.
And you feel that somehow the songs are speaking to you personally about your journey.
Yes, indeed they are.
This happens quite a lot, Scott. I was listening to a Radio 1 story last night when I was driving around, which we were on, actually.
Were we?
And yeah, and it was all about the songs you hear when you break up with someone.
Oh, I remember doing that, yeah.
Yeah, and breakup music. And we actually raised a very good point on it, which is, when you listen to the radio when you've broken up with someone, all the songs sound like they're being played just for you.
But before that breakup, you didn't even listen to the words.
No. And you will also find a link with pretty much any song. Any song will be speaking to you. It's also a little bit like, you know, at concerts where you think pop stars are looking directly at you.
Yeah, they're not.
Then they're actually not. No. And actually, Radio 1 isn't playing songs just because you're doing your dissertation.
No. But it feels that way, doesn't it, C1?
Yeah, it does.
Any songs in particular that are really kind of hitting home with you at the moment?
The Jess Glynn Ain't Got Far To Go.
Yeah.
That one is definitely my motivation.
Imagine if you are doing a dissertation and this comes on. I mean, that's going to inspire you, isn't it? And Jess, did you feel like Jess Glynn's actually singing to you there?
Personally, she completely wrote that song just for dissertation.
Yeah.
No, I'm just. Yeah. Thing is, I'm just thinking of my own personal situation, what's going on in my life. You know, Watford Football Club are heading towards a semi-final, Scott.
Yeah.
So I find a lot of the music talks to me about that.
Mm.
You know, that Jess Glynn song, for example, Ain't Got Far To Go. It's at Wembley, you know, which is actually not too far
from
me.
It's not far for you, actually, is it? Just about 20 minutes, probably, from
yeah.
you.
What have you got next?
So next Wednesday, when I'll be handing them in, I've got Panic at the Disco, Victorious.
Yes.
It's definitely going to be the team.
It's like Panic at the Disco know that you've just handed it in.
Yeah, exactly.
And going back to Watford, you know, obviously semi-final of FA Cup.
You hope.
We will be victorious.
Are there any others?
The American Authors, Best Day of My Life.
Yeah, that's on Radio 1 a lot,
isn't
it?
Wednesday. Yeah, yeah.
And this is all looking towards next Wednesday.
Yes.
It's like American Authors knew that you had 6,000 words. Pretty much every song you hear on Radio 1 that you can relate to your situation.
Yeah, every song that's been coming on at the moment, I'm just like, that's me again, stressed out, that's me.
What about this one? Find myself in a sticky situation. Yeah, a
sticky situation. Ooh, in a sticky situation. It does work, this. You know, when you're well aware that you've got something big coming up. I mean, I hate to bring it back to Watford again, but yeah. You know, we are off form at the moment. It's a sticky situation.
It is. And for you as well, potentially, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm certainly in a sticky situation. I've left it so late in the day to get my dissertation done.
And imagine you're quite stressed out.
Certainly. Thanks for bringing that up, guys.
Here's a question, Scott. Are there any songs that don't relate to the situation?
Not really, no. Are you having, like, mood swings at the moment because you're so tired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like a dangerous woman?
Troy Deeney's a dangerous woman as well.
Why has it always got to go back to us?
Sorry.
He's a dangerous woman. Well, listen, good luck with it next week.
Oh, thank you so much.
Has Radio 1 helped by speaking to you, or do you find it annoying?
No, it definitely helps pass the time and bring a bit of normality to life.
So you're quite enjoying that the songs are speaking to you?
Yeah, when you're staring at the four walls of the library all day, it's quite humorous to listen to something that speaks to you.
Without sounding like a jingle, Radio 1 is the soundtrack to your student life.
Oh, definitely.
They'll make that into a jingle now.
Yeah, totally. I should have said that more epic.
Listen, good to speak to you, C1. Good luck with it all.
Thank you.
Keep going.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, you've made it to middle of the week. So you got Thursday, Friday, and then bosh, another weekend. Are you ready?
For the weekend.
Or ready for the, you know, the...
I will be if we... Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
From the show trying to scare the bear away. Bit of library tennis.
Ah! Oh no. This is really where it gets difficult, yeah.
And the pressure's on for Graham now.
Yeah. It's a lovely long rally, this one.
Long, long levers.
Okay. Ah!
Oh.
Leave my brand alone.
My fingers are a blur on this desk.
It's just a potato, darling.
Classic. Second single from their fifth album. That is Panic at the Disc.
I'm what? What?
Ronnie Pickering!
Yes.
Ronnie Pickering!
Vietnam is the destination in mind. Dong. D-O-N-G.
Yes.
Good one. Nice of Pickering to turn up in the gap there.
Ronnie Pickering!
I would like to see Ronnie Pickering face a bear. Do you know what I mean? Full on shouting.
It would sound like this.
Ronnie Pickering!
Hi Leslie and Harrogate. In the classroom writing mock ICT exams for our students. David Lester's just bumbled his actual trousers off. Much needed break, so have a little dance around the workshop. That's Dan and Rich. Great gap, thanks from a darling. Love Bumbleo Wednesday. It's just the Gypsy Kings that we play every Wednesday, but people seem to love it. It gets them revved up for the weekend. Hi, Georgia. Anybody else? Come on. Come on.
Get this one. Andy in Watford. Great one today, Scott. Worth waiting in the car in the heat. Is it hot outside right now?
It's hot. Yes, I'm going crazy, says Chris and Rotherham. I needed this today. Aaron and Ipswich, always on, always bumbling. Awesome gap today, lad, says Liam in Canterbury. Richard is bumbling while erecting his fence. Okay, good. Jess and Justina bumbling at Shirtworks in Oxford and just dreamy about Harry Styles. Ollie and Gosport. It can't be. It's already.
40 days.
Will and another Will from Worcester. Naughty gap today, lads. Cheers. Naughty.
Hello.
Mike in York. So many today. Emily says, I need to go to the wee, but I need to go to the wee, but I need to have Bumbleo first. Okay, it's nearly finished and you can go. Michael in Manchester. Jasmine still laughing about Chris's doctor earlier. Ollie in Stevenage and Nathan in Wrexham. Good bumbleo today.
Blazing!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good one. Well, Joseph Cook. People are loving the Ronnie Pickering versus the bear, and I don't really know why.
I think it's just good to hear Pickering back, isn't it?
Every time I play it, you do a little giggle to yourself. Listen to this, everyone. It's what would happen if Ronnie Pickering had to scare off a bear.
Ronnie Pickering!
Listen, every time.
I don't know why I like it.
Well, you're not the only person, because Ollie in Northampton wants to press his alarm as best thing of 2016.
Really?
Yeah. He's going that far. You only get one chance. You can only say something is the best thing of the year once, and Ollie, you've just done it. You've pressed your golden buzzer.
Scott Mills Daily.
It's time.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, where are you?
Hi. I'm just outside of
like working at the moment, just on my home to do some paperwork after a busy day of driving around.
What do you do?
I'm a sales rep. I'm a sales rep for a beauty company. So I just drive around hoping that people buy my products.
And do they?
Yeah, well, I'm quite good at my job, so yeah. I hope so. Okay. I'm a good product.
What have you got at the moment for me that I might be interested in? Because I love a product.
Well, I work for quite a reputable brow company. So
oh, yeah.
If you're looking for some kind of brow products, One Direction use our products. So,
what would a brow product be, Scott? What
for your eyebrows?
What, like it? What?
Well, Amy
scissors.
Amy can explain.
Well, like, do you have those like crazy brows that when you wake up in the morning and you're like, why? You know, the big wiry ones that you have to like keep plucking out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, we can sort them out, no problem.
All right. Which one of One Direction uses them? Do you know who's got the wiry eyebrows?
All of them, but definitely Harry.
Harry.
He's got quite a crazy hair, so
yeah. There's a lot of hair there.
Do people really care about eyebrows, though, Amy?
Like, oh, yeah,
when you see
do.
When you see a guy, you're like, oh no, he's really good looking, but look at the eyebrows on him.
Yeah, they do.
No
it's
one does
funny
that.
It's funny since I started working for the company, I look at people's brows more than ever.
You've become an expert.
It's bad. When I see the brows, when I'm watching telly with my friends or whatever, and I'm like, their brows, what's going on?
I love it. You watch everything in a different way now. You're like, oof, nasty brows.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Dirty brows.
Okay. This is what I've got for you. This is what I'm putting on the table today, Amy. Yes. Come on. This is a bit of you, surely. If it's sunny today, and I'm imagining it is in Woking with a bit of cloud.
Cloud, but it's sunny.
Beyonce, Love on Top. That's a good one.
It's a tune, especially when it gets towards the end of it, you know? But you know, I've got something to rival this today, Scott. It's a David Guetta banger. Play hard. Oh, don't say oof, this is good. I'm going for 3-0, Amy. I know you are a sales rep for your job, but I need to persuade you with this one. This is a big song.
Yeah, you got to sell it to me.
Yeah. See, I love David Guetta, but this is
Don't say you listen.
If it was him at his house, this would be in his bin.
No, you're having a laugh. This is one of those that if you chose it, you'd be there going, "No, it's the greatest David Guetta song of all time."
It's not. It's really not.
Amy, it would sound so good right now.
But then Beyonce, Love on Top. It's up to you, Amy.
I've got a bit of a battle on my hands here because on one side I'm like, what would I work out to in the gym and what would get me moving? And on the other side, I've got, what would I sing really loud to in my car?
Yeah, and you're in your car, not in the gym at the moment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but are you not thinking of, like...
being in the gym.
Not being in the gym, maybe, but like, you know, just getting ready for a night out. Mm. You hear that song, come on.
We won't judge you. You've just got to make a decision.
Equally good songs, definitely.
Why don't you choose? I mean, who out of
stop
me and
begging
Scott
it
has got the best brows?
Who's got the best brows? Oh,
it's about the song, remember, Amy?
It's about the song, not the brows.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna go at this from a purely song perspective and not a brow one, if that's okay.
Yeah, go.
And I'm really sorry, Chris.
No. I don't. Before you say anything more, I think you need to just be really, honestly, just really make sure you're making the right choice here, Amy.
She is.
I'm going to go with Beyonce.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yes. Loving your work. Does carry on, and she eventually gets to the point where she can only be heard by Alsatians.
It goes on for best part of an hour, that song, doesn't
yeah.
it? At the end there.
It's not the full version, because by the end, she just sounds like Minnie Mouse. That is Beyonce and Love on Top on BBC Radio 1. What a song!
Yeah, what a tune. So many people are loving that. I mean, there's obviously a few people disappointed that David Guetta didn't get played. But you know what? Like, this text here sums up. There's a couple of people, not many, because I think they're both strong choices today, that don't think either of those are bangers, right?
No, they are.
Like this person here, it's anonymous. Guys, I really think the word banger has been taken very lightly by the both of you. Sort it out. Where's your teenage dirtbag?
No, I don't want that.
Where's your smells like teen spirits? Where's your crazy town butterfly? And the thing is, like, when we're on the breakfast show and say Nick's tape's on or 10 Minute Takeover, they're often very popular choices that come through.
I'm trying to pick ones on bangers that you're like, oh, I've not heard that for a little bit now.
We've got to go a bit different.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a good one. Beyonce, really Love good. On Top. But like, because it's banger, that is a banger. It doesn't have to be like to be a banger.
Totally.
David in sunny-ish Glasgow says, I do enjoy bangers and I fully agree with the decision today. But the competitive edge of it never fails to stress me out. It is quite stressful, isn't it, at times?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James is on Real or No Real today. Did he know about it, though? Oh, no, he's not. No, I made it up.
That's a lie. Tomorrow.
Just keep you on your toes there, love.
Got excited then.
No, it's Alice Levine today, isn't it? I'm getting my days all confused. You can do it tomorrow, though.
All right.
All right, then.
I'll stick around till then.
All right, then. That's Nick Jonas and Tuvalu. I was in the gym yesterday, and the video for that was making people feel extremely uncomfortable on the old ellipticals.
Well, what's going on?
It's Nick Jonas is on a chair. And Tuvalu is also on a chair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they keep getting, like, flung back from each other. But it's in quite a sexy way. Do you know what I mean? And if you're working out, it's just, you could just see everyone looking around going, well, this is a bit uncomfortable for gym video. Put Ollie Mears back on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, earlier in the week, I told Chris here that my hairdresser is keen to cut his hair. And I'm going later on this week for a little trim. The thing is about my hairdresser, he's a top bloke, and it's well handy, so convenient. You walk out of Radio 1, and it's literally there on the left.
Mm.
Now, you still haven't booked an appointment, have you? Despite the fact that he's a nice guy, I've told you he's a nice guy, and you're like, yeah, and you're putting it off, I feel.
Yeah, I'll tell you why, because I worry this is one of these things that you want to get me into because you enjoy it, but it might not be necessarily something I enjoy.
It's a haircut.
You quite like... like, you'll go away on holiday and you'll get stuff done to you, for example. You like different things to me. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And then you'll go away and you'll have treatments and various things like that. You'll be like, and I hear you talking to other people, and I know it annoys you sometimes that you can't really talk to me about those things. But it's similar to me not really being able to talk much about football with you, for example. Like,
okay.
We try every now and then. Like, no, every now and then you make an effort.
Also, you don't have to be, like, we're really good mates. We have been for years. But, like, there are some things either of us just don't get about each other.
No, and this is one of them. And
it's
my
just
worry,
a haircut.
No, but it won't just be a haircut, will it? Because the places you go for your various beauty sort of things.
It's not.
It's going to be over the top.
What
it's
are you worried
be,
about?
I just don't think I feel all that comfortable in that environment. I worry there's too much stuff going on.
Right.
Fancy hair treatments.
Okay, right. Well, listen, I really want to get you booked in. So what I want to do now, if it's right with you, is a phone intro with you both.
Yeah.
So I'll just introduce
you. It's
an
odd idea, this.
Well, yeah, but yeah, it's odd saying that you're finding it odd to go to a hairdresser's. That's weirder.
So how do you want to do this? Sound each other out?
I'll just ring him now. Yeah, just speak to him. Right?
What's he like? Flamboyant?
No, not really. He's Christoph. He's top bloke.
Hang on. Fine.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, it's Scott.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
So we'll rearrange that appointment for Friday, is that all right? Sorry I can't make Thursday.
Yeah, so no trouble. I've got someone on it already.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, last time I spoke to you, last time I was in, you were saying you're keen for Chris from the show to come in?
Yes.
I said to him, you know, about maybe coming in, and he's just a bit worried, I would say.
What's he worried about?
Well, it's probably easier if I pass you over to him, actually.
Cool.
Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. Here he is.
All right, Christoph.
Hello, you all right, mate?
Yeah, good. What's the crack with his haircut, then?
You wanna pull the lady. He's got a decent haircut, haven't you?
Well, girlfriend won't be too happy about that, Christoph.
Yeah.
Well, got to keep her happy as well, wouldn't I?
His girlfriend would like to have him have a great new haircut, though.
Yeah.
Well, of course, like, you got to keep her happy. Got to keep the women in our lives happy, haven't we? I've got to keep my wife happy. You got to keep your missus happy.
Are you one of those quirky hairdressers?
What do you mean?
He's worried that it... He feels a bit intimidated. He thinks I'm going to take him to somewhere that's a bit... What did you say? Full on.
A bit full on. You're not one of those that puts those sort of curler things in your hair.
Oh God, no. No way. I'm not... Might come across as flamboyant sometimes, but I'm not that flamboyant.
I agree.
I can always perm your hair if you want.
You don't need to use tinfoil.
No, I'm not on like an OAP. What kind of hairdresser do you think I'm going to? No, I'm curlers and tinfoil.
No, I'm just not sure on the methods that are used there. I'm just up for a straight up trim.
Yeah,
to be honest, no frills.
I can give you a straight up trim, no frills if you want. There'll be plenty of football banter as well. Don't mock you about Watford somehow.
Well, in terms of like the conversation and stuff, do we have much in common?
Well, you're a big football fan, so am I.
Yeah.
You might,
yeah,
your team dumped mine out of the cup.
What, you're a, really?
I'm a goner, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah,
Arsenal fan.
Okay.
Oh, that's something to talk about.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
You've got to give me some stick about beating us in the cup, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got to get your frills in somewhere.
No, I wasn't expecting that, so we can chat about football.
See?
Football.
He's already feeling better.
Do you do, do you sort of touch me before? Do you do the massages and stuff before?
I won't touch you anywhere that you don't want to be touched, really.
No.
But a nice head massage, get a back massage on the chair where you can get your hair washed.
Oh, right.
It's really relaxing. It's not like your typical in and out in 10 minutes.
No, it is. It's an experience.
Yeah, it's more of an experience.
And also, it's the chair that massages you rather than your hairdresser.
Yeah, it won't be me massaging your back. I can try and get someone to massage your back if you want. So that's what you're into.
I mean, do we have a drink whilst this is happening?
Yeah, tea, coffee, cold drinks,
yeah,
soft drinks, water, sparkling water, flavoured
water.
That
sounds all right. And then you know what you're doing with it. You're not going to try and, I don't know, turn into Zayn Malik or something, are you?
No. I won't be shaving all your hair off, don't worry.
All right.
There's a lot of experience that I've got, so I'll be
That's
able to
good.
Look after you.
Yeah.
I heard you complimented Scott's hair, so it can't be all bad.
Yeah. That sounds all right then, actually, Scott.
You feel better now?
Yeah.
Do you feel more relaxed?
Mm. It's just that places like hairdressers and shops do intimidate Chris. And I'll let you into a little secret, Christoph. When he knew that I was coming in at the end of the week, he did ask initially if he could come in with me, which I think is a bit odd. You know, just for the first meeting.
Yeah, it is a little strange, but you've got to feel relaxed, haven't you? So Scott's got to be there to make you feel more at ease. I can sort that out.
He's just worried that it's one of these alternative places that I go to that he wouldn't feel comfortable in. And I can reassure you, and I'm sure you can as well, that it really isn't.
Mm.
No, it's definitely not. I may have a lot of tattoos, but I'm not your typical alternative kind of guy.
I hope you don't mind me asking, is Christoph your real name or is that a sort of stage name you give to yourself?
No, I wish it was a stage name. No, my name is actually Christopher, but Christoph I prefer because I hate what? Christopher.
So you just you've named yourself Christoph?
Not officially, no, but I think my mum would kill me if she heard me say that. But I'm just by Chris in the salon, but Christoph was a good name to go for.
Yeah.
Is that? But be honest, is that to make you sound more fancy?
No. No, it's just cutting off the E and the R, isn't it?
Yeah,
true. True. I've got to be honest. I wasn't expecting all this.
Mm. Okay. Well, could you now please, Chris, make your appointment as soon as possible?
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. We'll crack on with that.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. Look forward to it.
See, I knew this call would help. Thanks so much, Chris.
No problem.
Yeah, cheers, Christoph. All right.
No problem.
See you soon. And I know that Chris will also see you soon.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll see you soon.
All right,
mate.
See you later.
Bye. Were you being overmanly on that call? I felt, right, Christoph?
No.
Okay. Are you going to book it in, though?
Yeah, let's do that. He sounds cool.
He's cool. He's a really nice bloke. I think you're worried that I'm going to these cool places that like you won't feel comfortable in. Let's not forget, I've told you this before, I'm not cool.
I just worry it's too celebrity.
No, it's really not. It's literally outside. The Scott Mills Daily. This has never happened before, but Alice Levine has got a suntan.
It's not hot sun tan. It's burn, isn't it?
Where have you been, please?
The bridge of my nose is blistered.
Okay, so it's mostly just on the nose. Where have you been to get that?
I've been to Italy, haven't I?
Have you?
Yeah, lovely.
You look really good for it.
Yeah.
Well, your nose looks really good for it.
My nose has been away. The rest of me was very much domestic.
I'm imagining you have to do like an SPF 50, right?
Yeah, this is, I would say 50 plus, but I guess just maybe if it got washed off or...
Yeah.
The nose is, yeah. And well, this has got makeup on it, so can you imagine how much it's glowing? Sans
wow.
makeup, yeah.
It's like Rudolph. The thing is...
And one cheek. You know, like when like my nana one year sat underneath the patio heater, but we didn't rotate her. So one side, you've got to always rotate. And that's what I've learned.
Especially with them heaters, because they just get you.
Such a close heat.
Yeah. Let's get on with Wednesday's Real or No Real.
Pop songstress Adele has asked audience members to stop whistling her songs for the rest of her tour.
That's so rude to whistle through it, surely.
It's also quite off of dads.
Yeah, totally.
Of which there will be a lot at an Adele gig.
You're right. Companions, like kind of chaperoning.
You know some bands you go see, it feels right to sing along to. When I see videos from Adele's gigs and everyone's singing along, I feel it's slightly strange. I'm trying to reason it in my head. I think it's because Adele has such a good voice. And she kind of just stands there and sings, doesn't she? There's not much else to it, I don't think.
Yeah, if you were singing along to Backstreet Boys,
yeah,
fine.
But I know what you mean. It's like, don't sing badly to Adele, because that's the reason you come here, because to watch her sing it good.
You don't want to hear a crowd.
No, I don't want to hear, hello from me, other side. She's doing it really well on stage, so could you not sing along?
Just hold that for the car, maybe, on the way there or back.
So actually, this whistling thing is not the weirdest thing I've heard.
I just think you've paid a lot of money to hear Adele do Adele. Do you want someone to your left, right, front or back whistling Adele? No.
But
so maybe
not...
she's thinking of the other people.
Oh, I see. But it's clearly something that annoys Adele in particular. So it would suggest that people are whistling at her and she's... You do a good Adele impression. Tell me to stop whistling.
Start whistling!
It's uncanny.
Yeah.
Also, whistling. Who?
Yeah, proper who.
Whistling at any time is annoying, isn't it? There was a man walking down the street the other day who wasn't whistling to a tune, just like this. It's like, if you're going to whistle, at least be like having a tune in your head and that's what you're whistling along to. He was just like...
I just don't think I've whistled for a very long time.
Can you actually whistle, Scott? No. I enjoy watching people who can't whistle.
So
whistle.
Annoying.
Just blowing air.
It's one of the most annoying habits, actually.
Mm.
When Scott had his tooth out,
oh,
there was an awful whistle on the radio.
I was whistling for a while there, wasn't I?
Yeah, it's
when the new ones got fitted.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It took a while to kind of readjust, so every S became a...
They're up for renewal, aren't they?
They've just been done, actually.
Thank
you. Thanks for noticing. So is Adele banned whistling from the remainder of her tour, real or no real?
I think that she absolutely should, so I'm going to say real.
She does what she wants on that tour. I think it's real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
No, Adele, of course, hasn't banned her fans whistling her songs at her gigs. But if you read reviews of the gig online, a lot of whistling seems to happen. It is the dads, mostly when people are leaving the venue. And next.
Scientists have revealed that a crush only lasts 4 months. After that time, it officially becomes love.
Or surely peters away. It can't just be like crush, love, and nothing else. Because sometimes you have a crush and it doesn't turn into love.
Yeah, but what they're saying is a crush is maximum 4 months.
You can't have a 5-month crush.
No.
That can't be right.
Any more than 4 months and you are in love with that person.
But what if you've never met that person?
Yeah, you can't be in love, can you, if you've just seen a picture?
Yeah, I don't know whether this works for celebrities as much. Because people have crushes on celebrities and, for years without ever meeting them. I think that's different.
So it has IRL.
Yeah, I think this is like if you actually know them.
4 months seems like quite a quick period of time to fall in love, I think. Because you can have a crush without the other person knowing, but can you be in love? I suppose you can be in love with somebody without the other person knowing.
Yeah.
But then it's not love, is it? You're not in love with them.
Well, you are, though. Am I the only person this has happened to?
Do you know what? Because you're both quite famous, I'm going to ask you both a question here. Not who you have a crush on, but do you think there's any famous people that have a crush on you? Great question.
I can tell you no.
No?
No.
Alice?
Why have you got that look on your face?
No. Suggests
so it's
there is someone.
Has happened to you.
No, I can think of one. That
oh,
I
right, okay.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Okay.
And someone that's been on your show?
No. Someone I've not, I hadn't met.
Oh, but you've
this
heard.
Is brilliant. So yeah. You think that I've heard something. And yeah, I thought... No, I genuinely haven't.
Right, okay. I genuinely really haven't. Messed up for yourself there because we didn't have a clue.
At least my face matches my nose now.
Oh, so speculation.
There is someone. Yeah. This is a speculation.
Well, only one. I mean, I'm nearly 30. That's pretty rubbish going, isn't it?
No. I wonder who that is. Are they a singer?
Yes.
Oh, God, we're narrowing in, Scott.
I
don't want to talk about it.
We've got much further here than I thought we ever would.
This is awesome.
And actually, it was quite a long time ago, so maybe now it's love.
It's more than 4 months. It's more than 4 months.
Oh, God.
Well, she's not going to talk anymore.
You're not going to give any clues.
She's not going to talk anymore. I'm still in the room, sweetheart.
After 4 months, a crush becomes love, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say, yeah, no real.
That one is real.
No, it's not.
There are three stages to falling in love.
Oh, what spurious scientist have you got to say this for real or no real?
I don't know. So the first one is lust, then attraction, and then attachment. So if you fancy someone for more than 4 months, you do officially love them. Although it doesn't work for celebrities, as it's unlikely that you'll ever meet them. And finally,
Britney Spears is waving goodbye to the bright lights of Las Vegas to take a role in a London Christmas pantomime.
Oh, my.
Surely not, because she's getting paid so much money for the Las Vegas
all
thing.
All of the Benjamins for yeah. that.
Well, what do we think the pantomime could be?
I'd Aladdin. Like it to be Aladdin, yes.
What, do you think she'd be Widow Twankey?
I think she could be the genie.
Or who's the one that slaps the thigh? Whittington? Is
oh,
it?
Yeah, like, yeah. 30 miles to London and still no sign of Dick. That one.
That one. Would you do it?
Me? Would I do panto? I'm not going to ever say I wouldn't.
It'd have to be the right role.
He'd 100% do it. I would too. Awesome fun. It'd be a right laugh.
Who would I be?
Oh,
buttons.
Great question.
Am I buttons?
Bit
chubby.
Yeah, you are.
Smiley
buttons.
Face.
Yeah.
I can't see Britney doing this, though. What do you think?
Well, these, contracts do come to an end, don't they? So it might naturally be the end of Vegas rather than she's leaving for the panto. She's come; it's come to its natural closure.
Do you know, when she finishes a show in Las Vegas, part of her deal is that there's a private jet waiting on the runway at the airport, which is really near where she plays, gets on the jet, home within the hour.
No.
Back to LA.
Is that true?
Doesn't stay in Vegas, yeah.
Well, you would go a bit mad, I think, if you stayed in Vegas.
Imagine living there. I would go mad.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, I would go mad. Is this real or no real?
I think this is no real, though, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm going to say real.
Really? Britney Spears in panto?
I just think, I don't think she'll do a whole run, but maybe one show.
That one is real.
Oh, can you imagine?
Dreams do come true.
Gay Christmas. Well, we hope so, is the official line here. Britney is in talks to star as Cinderella for a 5-week run at the Palladium Theatre in London this Christmas. The role has reportedly already been turned down by Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's so low scoring, Scott. I'm sorry. I got nothing. Alice only got 10.
Only got 10, but 10's still more than nothing, isn't it?
That's right. Thanks, Alice. Make sure you listen to Alice Devine weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 1 till 4.
Cheers, my darling. Just going to go aloe vera. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Just to let you know, from this Friday and then for 2 weeks after that, we are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Nick Grimshaw. So starting this Friday and then for the next 2 weeks, we've got loads of good stuff coming up for you as well. Should we carpool on the way to work? Would you like that?
Okay.
We could have a little James Corden sing-along as well.
We could give that a go, yeah.
Yeah, I can pick you up and then we'll come in together.
For the breakfast show?
Yeah, if you want.
Well, how early? I mean, that's very early to be singing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, to get to you, you live far out, so I get to you about 3.
Right.
On air at 6:30. The Scott Mills Daily. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 and in the wet seat on Innuendo Bingo is Matt Edmondson. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.